It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Happy Friday, everyone. While Kennedy is shredding some waves in Fiji, let's toast to the best of the Bryans on Kennedy's Happy Hour.
Hello, and welcome to a very, very special Happy Hour edition of Kennedy Saves the World, along with one of my best friends in the world, Brian Kilmeade.
I thought I was your only friend.
Well, that's what makes you the best one.
Do you know, I just saw this stat. 1 out of every 5 people does not have a best friend.
I have like 15 best friends.
Really?
It's really funny because people who meet me for the first time must think I'm a liar because I'm like, yeah, my best friend Heidi, my best friend Kiki, yeah, my best friend Nadine, yeah, that's my best friend Emily.
Right.
We're all best friends.
Well, the thing is, do you have rankings?
Like absolutely. Yeah, it's like college football.
Right.
You know, and people can change position throughout the season.
Are you their best friends too?
No, absolutely not. It's not, sadly, but that's okay.
All right.
That's all right. Hey, Brian, it's my birthday.
Get out of here today?
Yeah. What'd you get me?
A lot. I mean, I got you a lot of stuff.
Including your friendship.
Right.
Well, Brian, since it is happy hour and I like to enjoy happy hour with a mocktail.
Right.
I know that you need to be caffeinated because you get up very early.
Right.
Some would call it the middle of the night.
Yes. 2:30.
Yeah. And so this is iced coffee.
Really? Mm-hmm. You had me in mind?
Absolutely.
Is this like Seinfeld, comedians with cars?
Uh-huh. Getting iced coffee.
And they always try to get the car.
Perfect pour.
That's much like that comedian.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got me the drink that's much like me.
Yep. There you go. There's a little bit of cream on top.
Okay. Is it really your birthday?
Uh-huh.
All right. What about if people watch this at a later date in which we tape it? Is it still your birthday whenever we watch it? So you don't want to know it.
You're not telling people that we're taping it 2 days before my birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it comes out on your
birthday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. So, cheers to you.
All right.
And your generosity and your incredible gift giving skills.
Let me get some. What is in this?
It's iced coffee.
Right.
It's for you. Usually, it's like a little cream, little mocha, little iced coffee.
Usually, when there's a drink, there'd be some complexity to it.
Sure, there
would. Some customization.
Well, and there is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just not now.
Maybe.
Right.
Give it a whirl.
But I've gotten a wider straw. You would? What am I drinking out of the ocean? Hi.
Brian.
Yes.
What do you want to do with your life?
Right. Do I pay you by the hour? I mean, is this the therapy that I don't show up to?
Yeah.
I make the appointment and I never go.
Never go.
Right. And I always say it's because my deductible is not satisfied.
Well, it's the deductible. That's
right.
That's the problem.
That's the only reason. I'm pretty much doing what I want to do.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can say that.
I don't like to say it because people get upset because they're not.
Yeah.
Or
do you feel like a braggart?
Here's the problem. Know what they have? They know what they'd rather be doing.
Yeah.
Like if I don't have a whole bunch of hobbies. I'm not really looking to do that.
You're not a hobby guy. How would you have time for hobbies? I mean, you have 6 hours of broadcasting to do a day, plus the commute, and you write books, and you have a family.
Right.
And then the dogs are up here and then the family. Right.
By the way, I found out my dog's lying to me.
Oh, how did you find that out? Do you have a pet psychic?
I have close. I have 3 Great Pyrenees.
Yes, you do. And they're beautiful. I know one is Willow.
Right. The youngest one. So they get to the pool. They don't want to go swimming. And we've been to the ocean. They want to go near it. And they go, yeah, Great Pyrenees don't swim. I looked down. I had an ocean view, a water view at a restaurant. And I see these Great Pyrenees. And I go, yeah, they want no part of that water.
Mm-hmm.
They jump right in.
Of course they do.
So it's my dogs that don't want to swim. It's not the breed. So I didn't even know they could swim. They could swim. They're choosing not to.
So you thought they were made of lead.
Right.
And not dog parts.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they don't have webbed feet and they have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So I thought they might sink and they knew it.
Yeah. And their hair just mats up and soaks up all the water.
Right.
Just,
so I thought.
Right to Davy Jones' locker.
Not true.
No one wants that.
Right.
Not but true. It's not true.
Davy Jones on the monkeys, right?
Yeah.
Drummer?
Yeah, he kept his little shoes in the locker. I think he was a singer.
Singer.
Yeah. Maybe they were all singing.
Right.
I used to watch the monkeys on MTV before I was on MTV. And I really liked it. For a brief moment, I dated the son of a monkey.
You did not.
I did.
Son of a gun.
Mm-hmm. Son of a monkey.
Son of a monkey. Mm-hmm. And?
We remained friends for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was very nice.
Let me ask him. Did he think you were dating him just because he was son of a monkey?
Probably.
Did he knew you cared about him or you just wanted to reflect?
Oh, I liked him a lot. He was very funny.
Right?
Really great guitarist.
Oh, so he was a musician.
Yeah, he was a musician. The talent did not skip a generation. Went right to him. Very complicated relationship with his dad.
Why?
Because that's how it is. I mean, you know the song, Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. You know that song.
That's a story of a father not having time for a kid.
Exactly right.
And then the kid gets older and
it's
no time for
hey, guess what? I don't have time for you.
Right.
Yeah,
to
except
play this game.
I can push your wheelchair down a staircase like they did to Dianne Feinstein.
Right. Dianne, which we don't know.
But no, that's happens. Not what I was saying, Brian.
Right.
Allegedly, that could have happened, but I would never say that. Some people are saying, I would never say that.
Right. But Kennedy, some would say you said it on your own podcast. Mm. So this is going to be a tough case. We should get Jonathan Turley in to try to bail you out.
Is Turley in the building today?
I'm not sure.
If he walks by, can you just...
Yeah, just send him in.
Tell him we're having iced coffee.
Right.
Right into his veins.
I'm going to have some more.
Well, sure. I mean, it is a celebratory day. Mm.
You know, I thought there was an urgency. Besides your birthday, it was almost here.
Yeah.
I thought when Kenny says, I want, Brian, can you do Kenny's podcast?
Yeah.
I go, it must be important.
It's very important.
So far, I don't see.
I wanted to sit you down and really have a good talk with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. How's it going?
It's going great.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's super fun.
Right.
I'm a little lightheaded and I'm not sure why. Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
You know what day it is. It's happy hour day because that time is every time. And joining me is one of the happiest people I know. That's why he's here for happy hour. His name is Brian Brenberg.
Oh, that's so kind.
Brenberg!
And I also like hours, too.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
Happy
and
hours.
I like hours. So putting these together is like a total win, right?
I mean, happy hour oftentimes from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
So there are happy hours.
Yeah.
So, Brenberg, I asked you what libation you would enjoy, and you said... Chef's choice.
I said chef's choice because I actually wasn't quite sure what you were talking about at that moment.
Oh, and I was talking about alcohol.
I got a little bit like, I don't know quite how to answer this question, right? Which happens a lot with Kennedy. It's like, because she processes at a plane up here and I'm like, she's in a jet. I'm in a crop duster. And so I'm like, yeah, Kennedy, yeah, you do what you want to do. And it actually is.
He thought that I was cornering him with my alcohol problem. Like, hey, Brenberg, what do you want, man? You want bourbon? You want tequila?
I deal with this on a weekly basis.
Brandon, what do you want? You want port? Should we have entire glasses of port and just slam them? Is it really fast? Just some more port. That actually happened to Brian and Jimmy Fallon and I. We were at a wonderful steakhouse having a delightful Friday dinner.
Wonderful.
With two of our children's. And, a Fox fan kept sending us over free port. I don't know if you know a lot about port, but it's not something you like to consume largely. Maybe just a sip, a thimble of port is a nice way to end a meal.
A constant stream of port.
Like literally like tumbler, this size of port. So that was not our happy hour, but I'm going to make you a Paloma. This is a great, versatile summer drink. I'm not really putting top spin on it.
No topspin.
No, absolutely not. This is pretty straightforward, and I'll show you how we do it, Brenberg. First of all,
I want to learn. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, and I know you're going to take this back home to your family.
They are going to be so impressed.
Yep. So, you know, it's like you rim the glass with just a little bit of lime juice.
Okay.
Okay, we're doing that. We've got our special tumblers with Fender picks inside.
What?
I don't know if we can see that.
Are you serious?
Yep. That's a gift.
Awesome.
From one of the kind members of the... Kennedalia squad.
You play guitar?
I play drums.
You play drums.
So I'm just putting a little tajin on there, which is that kind of spicy, delicious, umami. I don't even know what that word means. But I try and pretend like, yeah, it's umami. Yeah, that's what it is. Umami,
you know, I'm from Minnesota. Is this going to cause me to...
That's like against the law in Minnesota.
If you put salt and pepper on things, they're getting a little crazy. You know?
You ever have Clamato?
I'm
not putting Clamato in here. This is grapefruit juice.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We sometimes have beer in Minnesota. Does
that
count? Yeah.
Yeah, I like gluten-free beer.
It's kind of simple. It's sort of, you know.
And this is just a little bit of grandpa's cough syrup, as it's known colloquially.
Healthy guy.
That's a healthy guy.
That's a healthy guy.
Healthy lungs. Survived COVID because of this. Thank you, grandpa. See, I'm very classily covering the label because we're not referring to anything that might be seen as untoward in some circles.
No.
Especially in management of this building. Then you add... grapefruit soda. I've chosen today Fresca, which is a zero-calorie grapefruit soda. You can use LaCroix Pamplemousse. You can use Jarritos grapefruit soda. It can be completely sugar-free. It can be loaded with sugar. There we go. A little bit of that. Topper off with just a tiny splash of fresh grapefruit juice, which you do right there. It goes to the bottom, makes a nice color. And then we squeeze in our lime.
This feels like health food right here. I mean, all the stuff.
Well, that's what we're doing, Brendan. We're getting healthy is what we're doing.
It's summertime, you know, you got to get in shape. And
you know,
I feel like
we're not drinking cups of lard.
No.
Last I checked, just give it a stir with
a bad drink.
Ceramic knife.
Occasionally.
Cup of lard. You're from Minnesota. In Indiana, we had a lard aisle at the local grocery.
I tell you, when you're ice fishing, a cup of lard is not bad.
No, it really helps the metabolism.
No, it does. It's
cheers.
It's good. Cheers.
To Palomas in summer.
To Palomas and Kennedy.
Here we go.
And now I finally know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, got to get that. What's you call this stuff on the rim?
Tahine. Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes it nice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that lovely?
You've got a good little program here.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
You made it to Friday, which means you made it to happy hour. And joining me is one of my mentors here at Fox
News.
That
is not true.
Yes, it is.
Mentor? We're peers. How could I mentor you if
we're peers? He mentored me. I was in junior high school, and he'd already been at Fox for 30 years.
I was watching you on MTV, hoping they get on cable access. That's how different we are. Can I pour this yet? Do we split it?
So I want to explain this beverage because...
Are they a sponsor?
No, not yet.
Welch's.
But Welch's, if you would like to be a sponsor of the happy hour, boy, would we love to have you.
I still use the concentrate. Remember the concentrate, the little thing?
Drink it right down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember the cans?
Yes.
The frozen cans?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I loved that orange juice. Like, it took me a long time to get used to the taste of fresh squeezed orange juice. And I was like, I don't know. This is a little pulpy for me.
Did you see like how hard everything was in the 70s? We had to make everything.
Everything.
We had to make our own punch, our own Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you had to mix Kool-Aid. And like, but my mom did not trust Kool-Aid. She's like, nothing in the wild is purple.
Oh, right.
So we never got, but I love like going over to rich people's houses because they always had like different Kool-Aid flavors. Yeah. Oh, that was heaven. So last week for happy hour, I made Jason Chaffetz fresh squeezed orange juice because he truly doesn't drink.
Not at all.
I found out he used to be a drinker when he was a much younger man.
Oh, wow.
And he actually drove drunk once. So he told me that story.
Did he get arrested?
On the record. No, he did not.
Oh.
No, I had the cops waiting outside for him.
Right.
Now I don't trust
a citizen's arrest. A Kennedy citizen arrest.
Yep. So I figured Snoop Dogg is coming out with his own line of gin and juice in a can. So I figured we wouldn't have the gin part because these are mocktails, but we'd have some more.
As a salute to Snoop.
Bottled orange juice as a salute to Snoop because these are mocktails.
Right. By the way, he is not in the news enough.
He's really
not. He really disappears. Mm-hmm. He needs this boost.
He really does. So this is for our friend Snoop. And then I'll pour a little bit out for my homie. There we go.
Really?
Yep. They'll think it's urine. It's okay. they steam clean this place once a week. Cheers to you, Brian.
Right. And what did I do to get this?
Just like mentorship.
Why are you
mentorship.
Which never happened.
To mentorship.
You invented this industry.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 30s, before we had talkies.
Yeah, radio was so boring before they allowed talking.
Do you taste the orange juice?
Terrible. Is this happening? Is there an expiration date on this? Did something terrible happen? Have they cut your budget? Wait, is this grapefruit juice? No, it's orange juice.
I wonder what that bitter flavor
is. It's coming back at me now. It's relentless. It's not giving up.
And that's why I have a career.
Right.
So, Brian, you and I were talking about our sleep scores. Do you get a sleep score?
Yeah, I do.
What was your sleep score last night?
Well, you took my phone. It comes up on my phone. You took it. I mean, you said get at this.
Hold, please. Right? I'll be.
Can someone come in? Someone watch? Thank you. Come on.
Kate delivered the phone.
What is going on?
We need the sleep score. This is breaking news.
Okay. So I pee.
Are you feeling a little lightheaded from this orange juice?
Okay. What do you think I got?
I got an 80 last night.
I got a 60.
I felt horrible.
It's pretty terrible. But it took me 6 minutes to fall asleep.
Oh, that's not bad.
My timing was good. My deep sleep was 18 minutes.
Whoa, that's not good at all. Wow.
What, was there like a prowler in the house? Was I constantly alerted? I mean, should I have gotten another attention?
Were you sleeping in the subway?
Yeah, it's my restfulness. No, restfulness came out, pay attention. Did you see that? Look at that. I'm not exaggerating. It says pay attention.
Oh, it really does. Oh, you have a lot of metrics there.
Right. Yeah, this is the Aura ring.
Yeah. So I have my Garmin Fenix Pro watch.
Right.
Which tracks my sleep. And I think this thing is on the fritz because it always gives me a low sleep score. I'll sleep like 9 hours and it'll be like, give it a 50.
Here's my problem with that. You have to charge it and you charge it at night, don't you? So what's
sometimes.
Okay.
But it goes for 11 days. So it's like,
okay, that's different.
It's a pretty infrequent charge.
Do we need to know all this? You think it's important?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you can measure everything now. You can measure every possible thing. And there's Strava for dogs. So you know what Strava is, like people who run and bike.
Yeah.
It's a way of keeping track of your fitness, how long your workouts were, how fast you were, most importantly, and then you compare it to other people who are also on Strava.
So I'm just fascinated because there's Peter Attia book on Outlive, which is all about longevity and what it takes. Mm-hmm. Basically, genes are the one thing that's going to get us to live longer. We got to just try to replicate the people that have these genes.
That's good for me. One grandmother lived to 100, the other to 90, but only because she had a brutal hip injury.
Right. I
Hockey
can't
fight.
But you that's fantastic. Yeah. You do get injured a lot though.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
But now you heal.
I do.
When you get to 90, they just stop. They just try.
Yeah, they looked at her, they rubbed some dirt on it, and they're like, just go home.
Right. And
well, they gave her 3 months to live. She lived for 15 months after the injury.
Well, that's a good story.
Yeah.
But they say
uplifting?
The whole key is having something to do.
Yes.
I mean, the minute you like gardening, you like pickleball, whatever it is, you like to work, whatever it is, don't stop. Don't let anyone tell you, unless you have a plan, you will die.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Once again, it's our favorite time of the week. It's happy hour. Yay!
Yay!
And who's joining us today? None other than the author of Brianomics. He is the host of The Bottom Line.
I can be Sean Duffy. Hi there. I'm from Wisconsin. I like lumberjacking. I have lots of kids.
And children.
The children. Yes.
No, it's the
Big Money
Show. The Big Money Show. Yay.
I always get them confused because they were launched
on the same day, and they both start with the, and then the second word starts with B.
The is very important.
Always get those wrong. Right. And I have called the Best Week Ever Show the 6 o'clock show. I've called that the Big Money Show several times.
Call it whatever you want. Just watch it. That's all that matters.
Well, speaking of holiday festivities, I made some eggnog, Brenberg.
I've seen this. I've seen pictures of this.
So I posted some photos on X, as it is now known. And of course, it's in a Christian Louboutin bag because we need to keep it fancy.
Which we
can't
need to spill on.
Mm-hmm, absolutely right.
Spilling all over that.
Good. There we go. There's Brenberg's healthy
eggnog.
Minnesota portion.
We do consume a fair bit of eggnog.
I bet you do because you've got that priceless dairy. You've got fresh cream. You've got fresh milk. You got fresh eggs.
Yes.
All you need is sugar and some spices.
And it is. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's
cheers.
A mocktail, Brenberg.
Mocktail. Yes,
cheers.
I know that. I'm aware of that. My grandma would say you're supposed to put some, she would say canooper in this. That's like, I think a very Midwesternish kind of term for, you got to put a little something in it to give it the kick.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You put your brandy, but it was canooper
so
was the word.
This is Peter Suderman's recipe, and his recipe calls for many versions of alcohol. So one recipe is rum and bourbon.
Okay.
That's not this.
No.
Another is rum and brandy. That would be this if I put rum and brandy
yes,
here.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. In that world, mm-hmm. you would put rum and brandy
yes,
in it.
And
it would
this
be
one.
Very
because
good.
Because the rum and bourbon has allspice. This does not. But you could taste what rum and brandy would taste like if it were in fact in here.
It just tastes like Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many, like you can have things
that's
that look like
good.
Christmas
quite
and
good.
Sound like Christmas.
Yeah.
But you need something that tastes like Christmas.
Yeah.
And this,
so there's more cream than milk.
Yeah.
But I think that's necessary this time of year.
Well, I don't think you should hold back. You know, most of the year we're drinking very thin milk.
Yeah, we are.
Sadly.
Yeah.
So why not at this time of year drink
thick
milk?
You got to thicken it up. You only have a couple weeks to thicken it up.
And because you're thickening yourself up.
Exactly.
Because
well,
it's winter.
It's hibernation.
You mean we live in this world now where we can heat ourselves, you know, and be comfortable.
Yeah.
But there was a time when we couldn't do those things, and so we needed to thicken. Thickening is what you
and
did.
And this
the
is
ice
getting
thickens.
Back to our roots.
This is getting back to our roots. It's good. It's like almost like it's like paleo in a way. Eggnog is am I making any sense? I think I'm connecting some big dots
right now.
If there
weren't a half a cup of sugar in here, it would also be keto. But
yes, you know, all of those things.
But I don't want to deprive you. Oh, I added sugar.
I'm sugar forward.
Yeah.
I consume
you're
sugar.
Not sugar free.
I'm not sugar. I'm sugar forward.
Brian Brenberg is
leaning
sugar forward
into sugar,
into the dairy, into the sugar, into the eggs. They are raw eggs though. They've been pasteurized, but they've not been cooked.
I've always thought that Gaston had the best diet. You know, when you just take the
and
raw
Beauty
eggs
and the Beast
and drink them.
Yeah.
So you know, again, eggnog. Can make you more like Gaston.
You are
in so
kind
many
of
ways.
Like our Gaston. I mean, except the misogyny and.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that clarification.
Nicki Minaj.
But I do respect him. He uses antlers in all of his decorating, and I use antlers in a lot of my decorating at the cabin. Much to my wife's chagrin, she doesn't like all of that.
What would she like if she were looking around? What would her ideal decoration be?
That is a great question. I think she kind of goes for more of that farmhouse kind of thing. Sans the animals that live in the forest around the farmhouse.
I love a good
farmhouse.
Farm sink.
Yes.
I'm a huge
I agree
fan
on the farm
of
sink.
The big, I don't understand why we started dividing our sinks.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
Well, and where it comes around in the front, you know, you see the front of
I
the
love
sink
that.
Coming out in the front. That's
the
a
smooth,
nice touch.
Beautiful, hardy ceramic.
Yes.
We don't have enough
the
of that.
The sink is the heart in many ways of
it really
the kitchen.
Is. Yes.
You know, so much comes into the house through the faucet and then out of the house
namely
through the
water.
Sink. Namely, primarily water, although on any given day you don't know what
don't
may
know.
Be lurking in those
well,
pipes.
Well, in New York City you really don't know.
So I think we should talk more about sinks and how they can beautify our lives.
One more sip. Cheers
one more.
To you. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, along with Brian Brenberg.
Along with Brian Kilmeade. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.